Erickson and his colleagues then compared amateur pianists with professional pianists. The same pattern emerged. The amateurs never practiced more than about 3 hours a week over the course of their childhood, and by the age of 20 had totaled 2,000 hours of practice. The professionals, on the other hand, steadily increased their practice time every year until by the age of 20 they had reached 10,000 hours. The thing about Erickson's study is that he and his colleagues couldn't find any naturals, musicians who floated effortlessly to the top while practicing a fraction of the time their peers did. Nor could they find any grinds, people who worked harder than everyone else, yet just didn't have what it takes to break into the top ranks. Their research suggested that once you have enough ability to get into a top music school, the thing that distinguishes one performer from another is how hard he or she works. That's it. And what's more, the people at the very top don't just work much harder than everyone else, they work much, much harder. This idea that excellence at a complex task requires a critical minimum level of practice surfaces again and again in studies of expertise. In fact, researchers have settled on what they believe is the magic number for true expertise, 10,000 hours. The emerging picture from such studies is that 10,000 hours of practice is required to achieve the level of mastery associated with being a world-class expert in anything, writes the neurologist Daniel Levitan. In study after study of composers, basketball players, fiction writers, ice skaters, concert pianists, chess players, master criminals, and what have you, this number comes up again and again. 10,000 hours is equivalent to roughly 3 hours a day or 20 hours a week of practice over 10 years. Of course, this doesn't address why some people get more out of their practice sessions than others,